From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Tens of thousands of people may be absent from work today, but that does not mean they won't be putting in some long hours.
I actually crunched the numbers, and it's going to take me 9 enemies killed per minute to stick to a 3-hour per level plan of 30 hours.
That's video gamer Randall Zarza. Is that his real name? If you have any idea what he's talking about, you may be one of those taking time off to play the latest version of World of Warcraft. Celeste Headley reports.
It's 11:30 at night. It's 45 degrees outside and it's raining. But 50-year-old Stan Rutzel is smiling because he's at the front of a long line outside a GameStop electronics store.
You could probably go up and down Gratiot and stop at all these stores, and you're going to see their lights popping on right now. And there are going to be people just like us waiting in line.
He's right. There are close to 100 people waiting at this GameStop, but there are about 150 at the one across the street and nearly 300 at the Best Buy half a mile down. They're all waiting to buy a copy of Wrath of the Lich King, the newest expansion of the online role-playing game World of Warcraft. Short order cook Corey Sitter is going to be tired at work today.
Yeah, I'm not going to bed.
You're not going to bed?
Nope, I'm just going to be out the rest of the night.
I think you're going to burn a lot of food.
Yeah.
Analysts predict that more than 2 million people will buy Wrath of the Lich King today and more than 5 million before the end of the month. That's more people than live in Montana, Nebraska, and both of the Dakotas. Mike Schramm is co-editor of WoWinsider.com. He says this phenomenon is not unique to World of Warcraft players.
It happens around a lot of video game releases. There was a big game earlier this year called Grand Theft Auto 4, and that game as well, I remember a lot of people talking about sick days and taking off days.
At least half of the people I spoke with are staying home from their jobs today.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I changed my mind and I took it off.
Why?
Because I'm going to play WoW all day.
Actually, I just took the next 3 days off so I could level, get to 80 as fast as possible.
You took 3 days off of work.
Paid vacation, got to use it, right?
That's Marvin Belcher and Marcus Wissinger. Kim Bunting is going a step further. She's the CEO of a tech company called Business Access, and she's invited a group of colleagues to bring their computers to her house for a WoW release party.
We'll be playing through the night, and we'll also be taking off Thursday and Friday to keep playing.
But although it's a good bet that thousands of people are staying home today to kill virtual dragons, Schramm says it's hard to say how much it actually costs American businesses in lost productivity.
In terms of a dollar sign, it's really hard to figure out because we don't know who's taking sick days off and for what reason.
Kim Bunting says she doesn't mind giving her employees a couple days off to enjoy the game. To her, it's no different than giving them time to run a marathon or enjoy another hobby, although she admits most business people probably don't feel that way.
They think of it as days gone by, the old video games where you're playing Pong or that kind of thing. And there, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand how involved these games are and really how interactive they are socially.
And network administrator Nathan Heine compares the line outside GameStop to the crowds outside bookstores every time a new Harry Potter book was released.
And it's that continuation story that excites a lot of people. And it's like picking up the next book of a novel when it comes out. You want to get there and experience it as soon as possible.
We may not know how much this release will cost businesses, but at $39.99 a pop, that's $200 million in sales. Quite an economic stimulus. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.